so many other elements and influences are used in this, other musical influences, literary, artistic, graphic design, everything else, almost like an artistic alchemy, I guess, if you will, to try to get one idea across. Can you tell me, in your perception, what that idea is that Antheil was trying to strive for?
I have no idea. No, I'm kidding. Yes, you're right. It's more than alchemy. It's a full-scale assault. I think Antheil was made. It's a satirical piece. Mm-hmm. It's a satire on politics and the 20th century. So it's very much about the state of the world, the civilized world, such as it is in the late 1920s. I think, you know, the big fear at that time was the fear of machines taking over, mechanization, and everything was spinning out of control. So he does something very clever with this piece. He starts it off like a B movie. And then it just keeps going faster and faster and louder and crazier, and he starts jumping around. So that by the time you get to the third act, it's just snippets of stories. He does all of these jump cuts. So it is like watching a movie. It's not even like a musical. Things happen with such rapidity. And I think that's the whole point, mm-hmm. that by the end of the transatlantic experience, we should have a sense that everything is just totally chaotic and spinning out of control.
Wow.
Much like you know, the late 20s, which, you know, in the United States, of course, culminated in a stock market crash, mm-hmm. and a depression. Mm-hmm. He could never predict such a thing, or the rise of fascism, all of that. But still, I think there were a lot of signs pointing to, you know, the dangers of a civilization having too much fun, going too crazy, being mm-hmm. too wealthy. You know,
right.
and he manages to make a comment on just about everything topical in the 1920s.
Well, it is kind of ironic, too, that in his treatise about excess, in a way, this is such a hugely excessive production that most opera companies couldn't afford to do that, to even put it on.
Right.
Do you think that's almost self-effacing and intentional, or do you think it's sort of this ironic little twist to it that he never intended?
That's a good question. He was kind of a nut, you know. Every fad that came along, he decided to take part in. You know, he loved experimentation, the avant-garde. Mm-hmm. You know, he palled around with some of the leading avant-garde painters and filmmakers and musicians, and he was very well respected. I have no idea what this thing looked like when it was first produced, but it is quite daunting. And, you know, there's a very good reason why people don't do this piece, because I think it's, you know, your brain just becomes scrambled when you try to make sense of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what we're trying to do is to make a virtue of this tossed salad, that it is the frantic quality that makes it interesting, you know. Yeah.
One more very quick question, because I know that you
sure.
have to run. I'm interested in knowing, with the design elements, as far as German expressionism and also the Russian urban industrialism, were those elements that were actually listed in his notes, in his program notes, or is that something?
No, this is something that we just thought was an interesting thing to use, to sort of ground the piece in the late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Russian constructivists, that school, German expressionism, you think of, you know, the post-cubists. I mean, all of these people were, the Bauhaus, mm-hmm. all of this stuff was going on. We decided that it was best to anchor it in the 20s. So that's why the physical elements in the production refer sometimes very specifically to different art movements at that time.
Okay.
And then there
really
are a lot
to anchor
of,
it in time and
absolutely.
To anchor it in place.
Then we use a lot of, you know, because it has to have a modern touch too,
mm-hmm.
the use of projection and some of the other physical elements have a very modern touch. I mean, you know, very MTV kind of quality.
Well, also all the names, Michael and I were talking about this, all the names are from Greek mythology, so it also has that kind of timeless rather
absolutely,
than
and I think that's
color.
What he was going for. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what people's responses are to it, because it is such, like I said, it's such an assault to the senses, and, you know, but I think we're used to seeing this type of storytelling, this sort of very clipped non-narrative or fragmented narrative, on MTV, in film, on television, certainly commercials. It's not your average opera,
Opera.
right?
Thank you very
My
much.
pleasure.